waited and waited and waited, and he never came. Finally, one of them said, "Tottenham." That means two is enough in Cherokee. And today it's been reduced down to Tahlequah, but Tahlequah.
Two is enough.
Yeah, and that was the name, Tahlequah.
You speak Cherokee?
No, very little. I'm only a quarter. But that is how Tahlequah is called, why it's called Tahlequah today. Those two said Tahlequah, two is enough. The third one wasn't there, so they decided two was enough. Consequently, that was the capital of Cherokee Nation. But they later built a school there. I think the Presbyterians were responsible for the school being.
That's a nice location. Boy.
But that's really a true story about Chief John Ross and this fellow Merle. And a lady that lives out here toward the Arkansas line, I can show you her place. It's the first house that was built in Oklahoma in the Indian Territory. It's a huge log house, two-story. It's real tall. It's been covered over with, I believe they have asbestos siding or drop or regular siding on it now.
Goodness.
But she has a complete bedroom suit that came out of the Merle home, and they tried to make her give it back. She said no. That's her relatives, real close relatives. She was in Tahlequah. She still has it in the upstairs at home. And we get time if you have time. She's a second cousin to my wife.
Mm.
This woman is. And I'd be glad to drive you out there and drive up to Westville and show you Chief Bushhead's grave. That was the stopping point. Now, I've known Oklahoma history students from Northeastern and from other schools touring Oklahoma, and that's one point that they managed to stop. Occasionally they do. I know my brother took Oklahoma history, and he said they stopped at that place up there at Westfield.
I'm somewhat annoyed with our history professors. They keep working on the settlement of Oklahoma. They start with Cortez, and they skip the facts, the important facts, the facts that these are real people, they do real things, and that some of them are crooks. And
I'll tell you another true story about a history character, Sam Houston. He got run out of this country over here at Fort Gibson. And went to Texas. You tell a Texan that and you got him fired. No, that's the truth.
Yeah.
He sure did. He was at Fort Gibson. And he got out of country.
I knew he'd been here, but I didn't know why he left. Yeah,
that's why he left. And that's why Chief Johnson ducked out too. But they can't afford that to tell those stories. That doesn't glamorize Oklahoma history. It detracts from it.
We're still a little bit ashamed, so we have to put our
best foot forward. That's right. You've got to put the best foot forward. But I'm only a quarter Indian, and I do say that ever since time, the Indian has had a raw deal in that they took his home, his country. But today, if an Indian wants to, he can get his final education as Oklahoma schools or any other school, I guess, offers. Free. All he's got to do is go get it.
I think that's in the land of college.
They won't do it. See, yeah, they have Indian grant, I believe is what it's called. Now I have my wife has a first cousin that's going to school on that. And they can go if